But we are going to continue the hour by talking about an event that is coming up next week in Chapel Hill. Carolina Public Humanities on campus has released its fall schedule of events and activities and programs for the year. You can find that online at humanities.unc.edu. Among their many upcoming events is one next week, Wednesday, September 13th at Flyleaf Books. It's a presentation called Trouble at Carolina, the Complex Relations Between UNC and State Governance. Featured speaker is a name you likely know. Former UNC Chancellor James Meeser is going to be on hand to discuss that important and complicated topic. We are joined here in the studio by two special guests. Number one is former UNC Chancellor James Meeser. Good morning. How are
you? Good morning.
And we've also got the Director of Carolina Public Humanities, Lloyd Kramer, here with us as well. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Aaron. Good to be here.
So before we talk about the specific event, Lloyd, give us an overview of what's coming up for CPH this fall.
Okay, thank you, Aaron. As usual, Carolina Public Humanities is sponsoring this fall a number of events to provide historical and philosophical perspective on current issues in our society. We have a weekly series at Flyleaf Books on Wednesday afternoons called Humanities in Action, in which we address complicated and hot topics in the current moment. And our first speaker, as you've noted, is James Meeser, who is going to give us historical perspective on the relations between the university and the state government and state leaders. So we're very happy to launch the program on September 13th with James Meeser.
And that's a topic that can occupy hours and hours of conversation and volumes of writing. So what's your overview going to be for this one talk? What are you going to focus on?
Aaron, I start with when I arrived in 2000. I had 8 years as chancellor, 2000 to 2008. And everything I strive for has been undone by the governing boards, the Board of Governors, the North Carolina General Assembly, and the Board of Trustees.
What's a key example?
Well, my three main goals as chancellor were affordability and accessibility for students, faculty salaries, and managing the construction of the big bond issue.
Mm.
Construction and intelligent construction and renovation.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that has been set back by either by the boards of governors or the trustees or the North Carolina General Assembly.
How does that, and this might not be a question you know, but like, how does that relationship, as it manifests itself on campus at UNC, like how does that relate to what you see in other universities, other states? Are we unique?
No, I don't think we're unique at all. In fact, I would argue that our governors are unfortunately following Florida.
Speaking with James Meeser again, former UNC Chancellor, Lloyd Kramer also here, Director of Carolina Public Humanities. Trouble at Carolina, the Complex Relations Between UNC and State Governance is the talk that's going to happen next week, Wednesday, September 13th, 4 p.m. at Flyleaf Books. And again, you can sign up and purchase your spot at humanities.unc.edu. So this kind of raises an issue that's come up again and again and again and again over the last couple of years, which is what actually is the role, or what should the role be, of the Board of Trustees and the Board of Governors in making campus policy? Because board members will say, and this is correct, we can't just be a rubber stamp for whatever recommendations come to us, but what actually should their role be?
I think their role should be nonpartisan. Mm. To begin with. We've seen an increasingly partisan board. It's an all-male, mostly male, and all-Republican board. The system board and the board of trustees for UNC Chapel Hill. And I never knew the politics of my trustees. I recall a conversation with Tim Burnett, who was the chair of the board of trustees. And I thought he was a Republican because he was very conservative, but it turns out he was an unaffiliated voter. I knew that Rusty Carter was a Democrat and Paul Fulton was a Republican. But he's a very different kind of Republican.
Mm.
And he's a Republican now. He's an unaffiliated voter because the Republicans threw him out.
Again, speaking with Chancellor James Meeser, we're going to hear him speak next week, Wednesday, at Flyleaf Books. And the title is Trouble at Carolina, the Complex Relations Between UNC and State Governments. Two key words there. One of them is trouble, and that's what we've been focusing on. The other key word is complex. What makes the relationship complex?
It's always been complex. Mm. That hasn't changed. What's changed is the hyper-partisanship of these boards.
Lloyd Kramer, Director of Carolina Public Humanities, jump in on this. How does this fit in with the larger sequence of Humanities in Action?
So this is part of an ongoing attempt at Carolina Public Humanities to gain historical perspective on what's happening in public education. And I think there are many faculty at the university who have been concerned about this transition that James has also described because of its implications for the meaning of academic freedom, for the autonomy of faculty, the faculty's role in developing curriculum, and also in the relationship between the faculty and the community outside the university. Mm. And at Carolina Public Humanities, we want to think about what is the nature of that changing relationship between the university and the state. And James is an expert on that long history.
This also raises a question that I've had, which is, I know that I've taught in college for many years and at different institutions, and it's occurred to me, like, in all of these conversations about, oh, the Board of Trustees did this or the Board of Governors did that, in all of the years that I've taught at all of the different institutions, I never once took 5 seconds to think about what the Board of Trustees wanted me to do or what the Board of Governors was insisting I do, and it didn't affect my creating a syllabus or assigning this text or not at any point along the way. Are professors at UNC now doing that? Are they changing their approach or what they assign or what they don't assign based on pressure from the top? And is that a change from before?
I think there are very few faculty who explicitly are changing their syllabi. I think that faculty are more concerned about the changing role of the board in creating new programs, in the process of hiring faculty, mm-hmm. in attitudes about tenure and long-term commitment to faculty. And all of that makes faculty, I think, more on edge about that relationship, certainly than they were when James was the chancellor, when I can say I was also a faculty member. Mm-hmm. And one of the things James did very eloquently was to defend the academic freedom and autonomy of the university's faculty. And I'll give just one example. In 2002, when the summer reading came with questions and sections, discussion of the Quran, it was a very controversial moment, and James eloquently articulated the university's role in engaging with complex problems, no matter what people in the wider world might think about those questions. Mm. The faculty and students were in a position to explore them on their own terms.
Are our leaders at the university today doing a good job, notwithstanding the boards, but just like the campus faculty leaders doing a good job standing up for that critical thinking aspect?
I think they are. Mm-hmm. I'm a big supporter of Kevin Guskowitz, the current chancellor. I think he has the right values. He values faculty, the independence of the faculty, and he comes from the faculty himself. So I'm a big supporter of his, and I don't envy him because I think he's in a very tough spot.
Speaking again with former UNC Chancellor James Meeser, also Lloyd Kramer, Director of Carolina Public Humanities. The event is next week, Wednesday, 4:30 at Flyleaf Books. And as we start to wrap up this conversation, Lloyd, first of all, over to you. What should folks know, details and logistics-wise, if they want to get involved?
Well, people should either call Carolina Public Humanities or they could register online at humanities.unc.edu. And I want to stress that James is an example of how throughout the fall we will be addressing issues that affect the people of North Carolina far beyond the university.
No.
And then, James Meeser, I'll give you the final word. What else should folks know about this larger issue that we haven't talked about yet?
I think we've talked about, in outline form, everything that I want to do next week. But I'm going to drill down. I'll start with when I came in 2000, what I sought to accomplish, and how this has been undone.
Again, it's Trouble at Carolina, the complex relations between UNC and state governance. Next week, Wednesday, September 13th, 4:30 at Flyleaf Books in Chapel Hill. Former Chancellor James Meeser speaking. Humanities.unc.edu is the website. Go there, find out all the information you need, and sign up for it quick. Reserve your spots because those seats are going fast. Lloyd Kramer, James Meeser, thank you both so much for
being with us.
Thank
you very much, Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron.